May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. The Lord's word is written a little bit like a pyramid. There is the story, which you probably know, which is the base. But the story that we often hear is just the middle of the base. To really understand what's at the top of the pyramid, you have to go out and learn more. That's called the natural sense. Then, the next level up from the pyramid is the spiritual sense. And then the sense above that, even higher, is the celestial sense. So today we're going to learn about the natural sense of the story from Ezekiel, the spiritual sense, and the celestial sense. So first, the natural sense. Now, very narrowly, the story from Ezekiel is about bad shepherds. Very bad shepherds. Evil shepherds. Ezekiel is telling bad shepherds that they have been abusing their sheep, that they've been eating them up and taking their wool without treating them well, without giving them good pasture. Now, this is a problem for everyone. Obviously, the sheep are going to be in trouble, but so is the shepherd. Because if the shepherd keeps treating the sheep like this, what's going to happen to the sheep? They're going to all die. Because if he doesn't give them good pasture, and he doesn't take good care of them, but just kills them and eats them and wears them, and never takes care of them, they'll all go away. And he won't have any sheep. So Ezekiel is telling these shepherds to be careful. Because the Lord will come and replace them. He will get rid of the bad shepherds. And he, the Lord himself, will be the shepherd. Now, who do you think the sheep are?
Us.
Yes. The sheep are us. The sheep are the Lord's people. And we're still talking about the natural sense, in a way. But now we've broadened it. So we're building the base of our pyramid. The Lord is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. So when he talks about bad shepherds, he's talking about people that lead us to evil. There are all sorts of people that can lead us to evil. Ezekiel was a prophet who lived almost 3,000 years ago, about 2,600 years ago. And when he was talking about bad shepherds, he was talking about the bad priests and rulers in Judah, and how the people were being led by these bad rulers, and how the Lord would come again and replace them. Now, the Lord did come again 600 years later, 2,000 years ago. The Lord was born on earth. We celebrate his birth with Christmas. And he replaced the bad shepherds, the scribes and the Pharisees and the priests. And he became their shepherd. So we've broadened the base a little bit more. Now, we also read from True Christian Religion. True Christian Religion is a book that the Lord gave us about how to be a true Christian, how to take the Lord's words and really live them. And this story in Ezekiel is still, at the base of the pyramid, really about stealing. The shepherds were stealing from the Lord. The Lord had given them sheep, and the shepherds were stealing wool and stealing food, and they were not taking care of the sheep. The scribes and the Pharisees and priests and other wicked rulers of Judah, They were stealing from the Lord. So the Lord had to get his people, his sheep, back. It's also about us. Stealing isn't just when you sneak into somebody's room and take something that isn't theirs. It's whenever you take something that doesn't belong to you in any context. We heard about judges who take bribes, who only give judgments for their friends, who cheat the law. They're stealing. We heard about anyone who takes any kind of bribe or does any unlawful thing, who cheats on their taxes or on debt or on creditors, who gives people bad deals knowing it's a bad deal. It's called usury, giving someone a bad deal. It's like tricking your friend to trade snacks with you, knowing that you don't have a very good snack. It's like tricking your little brother or sister into doing something bad when they don't know any better. You're stealing from them. That's what it means naturally to steal. Now that we have our base of the pyramid, what's the next level called? That's the natural sense. What's the one right above that called? The spiritual sense. So the spiritual sense is about our spirits. It's about how we live and how we love each other and how we might live in heaven. Spiritually, stealing means leading someone to evil by lying to them. The word uses a very clear example. When priests lie to their congregations. If a priest lies to you about what is true, they are stealing from you spiritually. Now, that's just a priest. That's the narrow. Let's broaden it. Whenever you lie to somebody else in order to lead them to evil, you're stealing from them. So if you lie to someone and say, you know what, it's okay to do this mean thing, that's stealing. That's spiritually stealing. Whenever you lie in order to lead to evil, you're stealing good. Because inasmuch as someone does evil, they can't have good. So if you lead them to evil, you take the good. So if you tell someone, it's okay to burn down this forest, or it's okay to break these glasses, really, don't worry, the teachers or the parents won't mind, you're lying to them. And not only are you leading them to do something wicked, you're also taking away their opportunity to have good, to do something good with the forest or with the glasses or with anything that is given to us. So that's the spiritual sense. Do you remember what's higher than that on the pyramid? The celestial sense. Celestial is like saying the heavenly sense. That's why it's the highest sense. And whenever you hear about the celestial sense, it's about the relationship between you and the Lord. When you steal something from the Lord, think back to the natural. Think back to the shepherds, those evil shepherds. We are all sheep, right? Everyone is a sheep, right? So those wicked shepherds, what are they? They are, and just like evil spirits, they too were once sheep. We can be evil shepherds. Not just when we lead people to evil, but when we destroy the Lord's ability to lead us as sheep. If we say, Lord, I don't want to be a sheep anymore. I don't want to follow you. I just want to boss other sheep around and destroy them and use them for my own good. Not only are we stealing from other people, we're also stealing from the Lord. When you do evil, you're stealing from the Lord. Think about this. What does the Lord want for you more than anything else in the whole world or the whole universe? The Lord wants something for you. He doesn't want you to pray. He does, but something even more. He wants you to become an angel and to go to heaven. That's what the Lord wants for you more than anything else. So if you do evil, you're stealing from the good that the Lord's trying to give you. If you say, I don't want to be an angel, I don't want to go to heaven, I don't want to be led, you're stealing from the Lord. You're cutting him off so that he can't cooperate with you. He can't help you. Now, the end of the story of Ezekiel ends in a happy note. We've been talking a lot about stealing and how bad it is to steal. It's bad to steal because it hurts others, and it's bad to steal because it hurts the Lord. But listen to what the Lord says. He says, "Behold, I myself, the Lord himself, will seek for my sheep and will seek them out. I will bring them out and will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them. I will feed them. And they shall lie down in good grazing and on rich pasture. I myself, the Lord himself, will be the shepherd of his sheep." The Lord will help you. Even if you've done something wrong, even if you've stolen something good from someone, if you've lied and led them to do something wicked, or if you've done something evil and you've stolen from the Lord, in all those circumstances, the Lord will come to gather you up. And as long as you admit that you are a little lost lamb, the Lord will come to you, gather you in his arms, bring you home, and rejoice. So be a little lost lamb. Have faith and confidence that the Lord can rescue you, can find you. And when the Lord does find a little lost sheep, we can all rejoice. Amen.